Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers, Sunday Sermon Shorts. Friendly atheist, although I saw this in a number of places. Just a reminder, I do the stories that I do because they're the things that Christians are talking about. These are stories where Christians make long quotations, so you can get it right from the horse's mouth. Christian news sites feature these stories. And when I quote from, get one from the friendly atheist, he's doing the same thing I am. He's going to Christian sources, mainstream sources, and he's quoting long quotations of what the Christians are saying. And so this stuff is coming from Christians, no matter what source I use. These are the things that Christians want to be front and center. This is how Christians are defining what real Christianity is. Boots on the ground, butts in the pews, real Christianity. Michigan GOP lawmaker, my bill will revoke tax exemptions from non-theistic churches. This is, I'm not even going to read the article, the Hermit Meta part. I'm just going to read the quote from Josh Shriver. Okay, he is a Michigan state representative, a Republican, obviously. And this is what he wants. This is what he says. This is what he's working on. There is a video. It's not a YouTube video. It's Vimeo, so it's I can't really link it, but it's not that hard to find. He's just going to say exactly what I'm about to read now, you know, without the pauses and commentary. And in a very dead tone. This is Representative Shriver. I actually am working on a policy right now. I haven't introduced it yet, but it's actually to really focus on making a distinction between the Church of Jesus Christ, and this quote-unquote Church of Satan. All right, so I believe he's got the Satanic Temple mixed up with the Church of Satan. Because in Michigan, the Satanic Temple has one of these displays, just like they have in many places, where religions can put up religious displays. Religious groups can do that. This was something that Christians wanted to do just for Christians. But other groups do it, and Christians aren't happy about it, especially the Satanic Temple. But this guy, Mr. Shriver, I believe he has confused the Satanic Temple with the Church of Satan. One is an actual Satan worship group, and the other is not. The Satanic Temple, they're the ones who put this kind of stuff up. The Church of Satan is actually a satanic church. I dare not call it a cult. I think that mainstream Christian is a cult. But they are actually a church that worships Satan. They believe in Satan. If you are not aware of this distinction, this is something that you really, really want to wrap your mind around. Because the Michigan representative did not wrap his mind around it. And so one of them is an actual religion that worships the Satan, the Church of Satan. And the other is not the Satanic Temple. This representative does not understand the difference. He believes that every group with the word Satan in it is just worshiping Satan. He does not understand the difference. He doesn't care about the difference. He may be too stupid, too lazy to look up the difference, but what he's talking about, what he's railing against, is actually this Satanic Temple. What he is saying is the Church of Satan. This is an important distinction. So he wants to make a distinction between the Church of Jesus Christ and the Church of Satan. The first distinction he should make is the difference between the Church of Satan and the Satanic Temple. But the Church of Jesus Christ, this is what he wants to distinguish. Now notice, this man is a Christian. The only religion he wants to differentiate is Christianity. Christian religion, real Christianity, from this Satan religion. He has no interest in Islam. No interest in Judaism. He probably thinks these are Christian groups. I don't know what this guy is thinking. But his only concern is with Christian groups, because Christian groups are the only ones who should have this right. And so, in doing so, he says this out loud as a representative of the state. I just want to distinguish between the Satan groups and the Christian groups. Okay, that's very interesting and red flagging. Let me just move on. You really have an issue where they're seen as equal in the eyes of the state. Let me stop you right there in the middle of the sentence. They are equal in the eyes of the state. Okay, this is not an accident. And in fact, if you had said the Satanic Temple, you may have halfway had a case. I mean, you don't, because they're still a nonprofit religious group. But the Church of Satan is actually a church. They're actually a God-centered religious group. They have a theological focus. They are theistic. This is the word that I'm using and struggling to get. It's just that their God is Satan, who Paul calls in the Bible the God of this world. And so they are rightfully a theistic group, the Church of Satan. So let's just assume that you mean the church that you're saying. I know you don't. But you're really fighting a losing battle here, because they are a theistic group. So we interrupted you. Let me just go right over that again. Yeah, they are equal in the eyes of the state, though. You really have an issue where they're seen as equal in the eyes of the state. And that doesn't seem right to me for many legitimate reasons. Okay, Mr. Representative, I don't care what seems right to you. What seems right to you is not the law. You're not there to do what seems right to you. You are there to uphold the law and write laws based on the interpretation of the laws given by the Constitution, not your own interpretation. I don't care. I don't care. And this, once again, seems to be a real problem, especially with Republican politicians. They don't see themselves as doing the job of upholding laws. They see themselves as doing the job of creating theocracies based on their own conscience and their own opinion. And we see this time and time and time again. Democrats are Christians too. They don't seem to be involved in the project of trying to create a theocracy based on their own opinions. Just putting that out there. Accepting Democrats that are not Christians, just talking about Democrat Christians. They're not doing what Republican Christians are doing. I don't want to get overly political here. But there is a real distinction between the way the two parties deal with Christianity. Okay, so it doesn't seem right to you, and you've got many, that's two times you say many legitimate reasons. You do not give one. I've read the article. There are no reasons. You just have many legitimate reasons to believe that. So I invite you, and I invite you Christians that happen to listen to this, please give me a legitimate reason. You don't have to give me many. Give me a legitimate secular reason why there should be a distinction with the government with regard to the Church of Satan and the Church of Jesus Christ. Just give me one reason. Don't give me a theological reason, because this is not a theocracy. This is a secular government. So give me a secular reason, just one legitimate reason why the state shouldn't view them as equal. Because your champion here sure didn't. He didn't give us one. And so, removing tax-exempt status from the non-theistic churches, such as the Church of Satan, I think, is a very, very well in order. Yeah, two varies again. Again, I don't care what you think. I think that churches shouldn't have a tax-exempt status at all. What about that? You say non-theistic groups. Would that be something like the Episcopalians? Let us consider other theistic groups. I mean, I don't remember exactly when what church Bishop John Spong was a part of. What about that church? Because he wasn't a terribly theistic bishop. Would they have their tax-exempt status removed? See, this isn't about theism at all. It's about privileging Christianity over other religions, all other religions, to be clear. Because he doesn't give a damn about the Muslims or the Jews, who are also in this country, and I doubt he would feel very good about the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, you know, the ones actually called the Church of Jesus Christ, of Latter-day Saints, mind you. Would they get to keep their tax exemption? Let's go ahead and read. There isn't much more here. There's many examples of us looking at our First Amendment and how it doesn't really protect against obscenity. Well, okay, I can agree with you there. The First Amendment doesn't really protect against obscenity. But then again, I don't know what you mean by protect. What do you mean by protect? Are you in danger of obscenity? Do you need to be protected from yourself? Because you're the only one who can give yourself obscenity. You have to go and purposely buy books that specialize in obscenity. You have to go on the internet and go specifically to websites that specialize in obscenity. So what protection are you looking for from the government with regard to obscenity? Shriver continued, revealing that he is also working on another policy to make pornographic images illegal. I just find this interesting. Pornographic images. You could just say pornography, right? Because it's not like he wants pornographic videos to be legal. So here's another Yahoo who wants to outlaw pornography. Can I ask why? Can I ask why? Is there anyone out there that can give me a good secular reason why pornography should be illegal? Let me tell you why he thinks it should be illegal. Let's see if you get on board with this. He wants to make pornographic images illegal because there's no need for a moral and religious people to indulge in certain things. Okay. Again, your opinion, don't care. But let me school you on some stuff, Representative Shriver. We of the United States of America are not a moral and religious people. We are a secular state. So by people, I'm replacing people with state here, using these things interchangeably, because I think that's what he's doing too. He's under the impression that this is a moral and religious state, or that it should be, or that it was, and that it's lost its way somehow. And he's saying the reason why pornographic images should be outlawed is because it has no place in a theocracy. It has no place in a religious state. Senator Shriver, you do not oversee a religious state. America is not a religious country. You can call it a Christian nation if that makes you feel good, if that helps you sleep at night. We are a secular state, all 52 of them. We are a secular body politic. And so if you're saying, well, pornography has no place in a theocracy, okay, I don't know. I don't run a theocracy. I don't live in a theocracy. I don't want to live in a theocracy. So if in your fantasy theocracy, pornography doesn't exist, that's great, but we don't live there. But make no mistake about it. This is what this Yahoo is trying to do with America. This is more and more of these guys are coming out and just saying it outright. We want a theocracy. Let's see how this last paragraph goes. Let's see if he does any better. He won't. We have a duty. By we, he means representatives, leaders in politics. We have a duty to lead people as representatives, period. Stop. Just stop. Just put a period there and stop. And I would agree with that. There is no period there. He keeps going. We have a duty to lead people as representatives who are appointed by God. Hold. That's not a period either. But sir, you were not appointed by God. You are delusional. No one should vote for a person who thinks that he should be in office because he was appointed by God, or that somehow God set up the government. I know what Romans, 13? I know what it says. All right? I've read it. I honestly don't care about the ramblings of Paul, because that has no basis in reality. You are not appointed by God for anything. He doesn't believe that he was put there by the people of Michigan. He believes he was put there by God. So why were you appointed by God? He goes on. We have a duty to lead people as representatives who are appointed by God to make sure that we have a state that is not just good, not just great, but godly. No, you don't, but there it is. You do not have a theocracy. A theocracy has a duty to be godly. A secular state has a duty not to be godly. It is not religious. It can be any number of things, but godly is not one of them. You can call it godly if that makes you feel better, if that helps you sleep at night. If the state does things and makes laws that are also conducive to Christianity as well, I have no problem with making good laws and having people live good, purposeful lives. It's great. I want to see more of that. That's not godly. That's just being a good human. All right, but you don't want good. You don't want great. You want godly. You want a religious state. This is what Shriver is declaring right out loud. Let's look at his last couple of sentences. Honestly, I work for God and not for man. Shriver doesn't give a good goddamn what the voters want. He's a representative. If you're not in America, House of Representatives, we have the State House of Representatives, State Senate, and National House of Representatives and National Senate, okay? It doesn't matter whether it's a state level or national level. The House of Representatives is there very specifically to represent their district in what they want in politics. This guy is declaring, now that I'm here, I don't give a damn about you people. I don't work for you. He actually, by definition, does work for the people. But he's being honest, you see. And we know that because he said, honestly. Honestly, I work for God and not for man. Why? Because you, in your fantasy, are in a theocracy. He goes on. And so at the end of the day, I answer to one person, and that's Jesus Christ. This is what it sounds like when a theocrat talks. And the silence you hear next is what it sounds like when Christians don't have anything to say about it. Yeah, where are you, Christians? Where are you people? Where are you yahoos who declared that you didn't want a theocracy? That's not what you're after. Yes, it fucking is what you're after. I call bullshit on your denial of wanting a theocracy because you want guys like this in power. You want guys like this to say this stuff out loud so that you don't have to. Come on out. Prove me wrong. Tell me how far off this guy is. You won't, but stop on by skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your discuss account, discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Okay, that's enough for now. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.